By the time I got done giving Will the Cliff Notes version of the supernatural world, I still hadn't come up with a plan. So, working on the theory that the proper answers just needed more time to cook, and that they could do so while I was on the move, I went back to my borrowed car and drove to the next place I should have visited sooner than I had. Murphy used to have an office at the headquarters of CPD's Special Investigations Department. Then she'd blown off her professional duty as head of the department to cover me during a furball that went bad on an epic scale. She'd nearly lost her job altogether, but Murph was a third-generation cop from a cop clan. She'd managed to gain enough support to hang on to her badge, but she had been demoted to detective sergeant and had her seniority revoked, a dead end for her career. Now, her old office was occupied by John Stallings, and Murphy had a desk in the large room that housed SI. It wasn't a new desk, either. One leg was propped up with a small stack of triplicate report forms. It wasn't unusual in that room. SI was the bottom of the chute for cops who had earned the wrath of their superiors, or worse, had taken a misstep in the cutthroat world of Chicago city politics. The desks were all battered and old. The walls and floor were worn. The room obviously housed at least twice as many work desks as it had been meant to contain. It was late. The place was quiet and mostly empty. Whoever was on the night shift must have been out on a call of some kind. Of the three cops in the room, I only knew one of them by name, Murphy's current partner, a blocky, mildly overweight man in his late 50s with hair going steadily more silver in sharp contrast to the dark coffee tone of his skin. "Rawlins," I said. He turned to me with a grunt and a polite nod. "Evening. What are you doing here this late?" "Giving my wife ammunition for when she drags my ass to court to divorce me," he said cheerfully. "Glad you made it in." "Murph around?" I asked. He grunted. "Interrogation room 2 with the British perp. Go on down." "Thanks, man." I went down the hall and around the corner. To my left was a security gate blocking the way to the building's holding cells. To the right was a short hallway containing 4 doors, 2 to the bathrooms and 2 that led to the interrogation rooms. I went to the second room and knocked. Murphy answered it, still wearing the same clothes she'd been in at the storage park. She looked tired and irritated. She grunted almost as well as Rawlins had, despite her complete lack of a Y chromosome, and stepped out into the hall, shutting the door behind her. She looked up and studied my head for a second. "What the hell, Harry?" "Got a visit from Shagnasty the Skinwalker when I went to talk to Lara Wraith. Any trouble with Binder?" She shook her head. "I figured he'd have a hard time doing whatever he does if he can't get out of his chair or use his hands. I've been sitting with him, too, in case he tried to pull something." I lifted an eyebrow, impressed. There hadn't been time to advise her how to handle Binder safely, but she'd worked it out on her own. "Yeah, that's a pretty solid method," I said. "What's he in for, officially?" "Officially, I haven't charged him yet," she said. "If I need to stick him with something, I can cite trespassing, destruction of property, and assault on a police officer." She shook her head. "But we can't keep this close an eye on him forever. If I do press charges, it won't be long before he's under lighter security. I don't even want to think about what could happen if he got to turn those things loose inside a precinct house or prison." "Yeah," I said, nodding. "Long term, I don't think you can hold him." Her mouth twisted bitterly. "Hate it when I have to let pricks like that walk." "Happen much?" "All the time," she said. "Legal loopholes, incorrect procedures, crucial evidence declared inadmissible. A lot of perps who are guilty as hell walk out without so much as a reprimand." She sighed and twitched her shoulders into something like a shrug. "Ah, well, it's a messed up world. What you gonna do?"
"I hear that," I said. "Wanna compare notes?"
"Sure," she said. "What did you get?"